Now, many people remained imprisoned in Iran after protesting the official results of a presidential election. Yet some who are free are still talking. In the past few days, two former Iranian presidents have spoken up. One said the government has lost the trust of millions. The other called for a referendum on the legitimacy of the Iranian government. To understand what's happening here, we turn to Iranian-American writer Houman Majd. He's author of a book on Iran and has become a regular commentator on this program. Houman, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How serious are these two former presidents about questioning the government's legitimacy?
Well, they're very serious about questioning the government's legitimacy. I mean, their future depends on it. Their future and their credibility depends on as leaders in Iran, and they are leaders. They are definitely part of the leadership, and whatever credibility they had before this election is definitely in question unless they continue this fight for the opposition. They've seen. I think the events have kind of moved away from them as personalities and more in terms of what they're and are now more about what this entire movement that they've been part of and have been leading it for the past 12 years, really, Khatami and Rafsanjani, it's more about the movement now. Iran's politics has always been personality-based, and I think now it's moving away from that, and they realize that in order for them and their movement to have any sort of credibility with the people, they have to maintain this fight because people are still very unhappy.
Wait a minute here. Mohammad Khatami was known as a reformist president. He wanted to change and moderate Iran's revolution. Hashemi Rafsanjani, less of a reformist, but had been pushing for changes. You're suggesting to me that even though here in the West it seems like the demonstrations in Iran have been crushed, that something is happening, something is moving out there among the people, and these two politicians are trying to jump to get back in front of the crowd.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, the demonstrations have been crushed. There's no question about that. I mean, when you had 3 million people come out in the immediate aftermath of the election, I don't think anybody expected that. Certainly not the leadership, and certainly not Khatami or Mousavi or Rafsanjani. What's happening, though, they realize that even though they can crush the military apparatus, can crush demonstrations like this, and they can stop them. There's this thing bubbling underneath. There's this real discontent that is bubbling underneath that is far greater than anybody really realized. And that's where it's going now, that these people understand that, and they understand that the future, the very future of the Islamic Republic is at stake right now. And they, as leaders, want to ensure the Islamic Republic continues and that reform comes the way that they want to institute reform and not by violent means.
Well, is it possible then that the supreme leader of Iran, who supported the results of the presidential election, who seems not to want much change, is willing to tolerate this dissent from some of his fellow clerics because it helps let off steam?
I think so. I think so. I mean, he's been a practical and pragmatic politician throughout his life, and he's generally been above the sway. It's the first time he's ever really gotten involved in day-to-day politics, this election. And I think that he is probably willing to do so. I think he would like to see this go away, this whole thing, this whole problem. I think he'd like to turn the clock back to before June 12th. I'm sure he realizes that mistakes have been made, probably as far as he's concerned, on both sides. Someone like Rafsanjani, who, after all, he must have allowed at the end of the day to give the Friday prayer sermon because he could have easily stopped him.
Critical speech, critical of the government, yes.
Exactly. On the other hand, he sends mixed signals. You know, yesterday he gave a speech saying that anybody speaking the way that these people, the elite, he called them, are speaking, the leadership, he included them as part of the leadership, said anybody speaking against the government like this is, you know, part of a seditious act, for example, stuff like that. These are mixed signals that he's sending right now. And I think that it's a question of time. We have to see over time whether Rafsanjani is able to persuade him, Khatami, Rafsanjani, those kinds of people are able to persuade him that the future of the Islamic Republic definitely depends, very much depends on how they handle this election crisis. And, Rafsanjani calling it a crisis itself was very significant.
Mixed signals from Iran's supreme leader. Some analysis here from Houman Majd, author of The Ayatollah Begs to Differ. Houman, good to talk with you again.
Thank you, Steve.
And we will continue covering the story as we learn more. By the way, today, Tehran's police chief said the demonstrators incite sedition. This is NPR News.